Welcome to Missionary Echoes, a ministry of the God's Missionary Church of Lebanon, Pennsylvania at 2127 Hill Street. I am Pastor Alan Walter, thanking you for joining us today, and trust your heart will be blessed as we worship the Lord together.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb. There is power, power,
power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sins are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, power,
power, power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you do service for Jesus your King?
There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power
in the precious blood.
In the precious blood.
When my brother and I were growing up in our parents' home, we had the misconception that on our birthday there were no rules. It was a free day to do whatever we wanted. We were rudely awakened, however, to the reality that none of us are immune from getting in trouble, even on our birthday. It was my brother's birthday. I do not recall just what the violation was. It seems that he responded to one of our parents with an attitude. He got smart with them, which is not a smart thing to do. Before he knew it, my dad's belt came off and Keith got a birthday present he was not expecting, right on the living room floor. Needless to say, we each learned a life lesson that day. The visual of that happening is forever etched in my mind. I can tell you this, that my dad's punishment was not done with any sense of carnality. It was not inappropriate. It was a teaching moment, and one that my brother and I have never forgotten. Well, today is my birthday, February the 25th, and I'm reminded that I cannot do anything I want. But would you allow me to share my feelings with you today? More importantly than my feelings are God's opinions, and I hope that I can convey God's thoughts today. So stay tuned as we share today in this broadcast on my birthday some thoughts. I can remember 16 years ago being in Haiti on the day of my birthday. And way out in Léogâne of Haiti in the interior, we celebrated my birthday. And dear Sister Bonnie Cleaver and Miriam Kratz at that time were the missionaries there, and they did their best to make it as fun for me as they could, and I'll never forget. Their birthday cake for me was a chocolate chip cookie, I do believe it was. It was a cookie of some sort, and they put a single candle in it and came walking out to me singing happy birthday, and I blew the candle out. And that's also etched in my memory, that wonderful experience of being in Haiti on a missions trip, preaching a revival in Léogâne during that period of time over my birthday. So we can have some real memories from these days in our life that carry such meaning to us. So stay tuned. I've got something to share with you today on Missionary Echoes.
I was lost without a hope of being found. To sin I was a servant, I was bound. Life was going nowhere, no matter how I tried. I searched for peace, but nothing satisfied.
Then someone cared enough to bring the truth to me. Someone cared, and now my soul is free.
I know it wasn't easy to be bold enough to share,
but I'm so glad someone cared. Others too are searching for salvation full and free. Won't somebody tell them of the Christ of Calvary? The debt is paid already,
but the message must be shared.
Does anybody care? Someone cared enough to bring the truth to me. Someone cared, and now my soul is free.
I know it wasn't easy to be bold enough to share,
but I'm so glad someone cared enough to bring the truth to me. Someone cared, and now my soul is free. I know it wasn't easy to be bold enough to share, but I'm so glad someone cares.
Someone cares.
Ooh. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
My thanks to the Discovery Singers for that beautiful song, Someone Cared. I am so glad that I've experienced a number who have cared enough about my soul to be faithful to me, to tell me the truth, and to lead me in the path that I should go. And Lord, I just praise you this morning for the opportunity to reminisce and to remember the blessings of life that I have had, especially in the realm of those who have had my spiritual interest at heart. And I pray that you will help each of us listening to the broadcast today to be appreciative for just that kind of influence, and then to endeavor to have that kind of influence on someone else, that we care enough that we tell somebody about Jesus. We care enough that we endeavor to lead someone to a better understanding of who Jesus is and what he can do for an individual to save them from sin, transform their life, make them a new person through Christ, through redemption, by the grace of God, and to experience that transformation of our life, and we are no longer the same. I pray that this day will be a profitable day in the lives of all of our hearers. We thank you for the Children's Day that we anticipate celebrating at the God's Missionary Church at Lebanon. And we pray that you will be glorified in all that is said and done. You know the burdens on the hearts of our listeners today, You know the physical challenges they might be facing. You know the spiritual needs, the financial pressures, the family issues, the schooling challenges. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us each one to commit our way to you. There may be somebody lonely who's shut in and has little contact with others outside of their environment, wherever they may be today. And you know how to fill that void and to keep them in your tender, loving care. So we just pray that you'll use all things today for your glory and honor, and we'll be grateful and give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Blessed Redeemer, for our sins he suffered and bled and died. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Hail him, Jesus the crucified.
Sound his praises, Jesus who for our sorrows, love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong.
Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, never in joyful song.
Praise him. Thank you for joining us in that praise today. We're excited to welcome you to our church today. It is Children's Day. We have a combined service this morning that begins at 10:30. That's at the Lebanon God's Missionary Church, located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon, Pennsylvania. Sister Frances Stettler is our guest speaker for the day. She will be ministering especially to the children, and I know that all of us of every age are going to enjoy what she has to present. And we pray that it'll be a profitable day for us to gain yet more insights into the things of God, into His Word, and to be able to identify in maybe yet a clearer way as it's brought out on a level for the children especially to understand. 10:30 this morning, a combined service, and then tonight at 6 o'clock, the concluding service of Children's Day as Frances Stettler again presents in the service tonight. We urge you to come and be a part of our services today. We would love to have you. We have an emphasis going for visitors this month and into next Sunday as well. And we're excited to welcome all who would come out again today. Next Sunday, we are excited to have Dr. Sidney Grant to be with us, and he will be ministering in the morning service, and then again in the evening service. It will be a bilingual service in that it will be a mixture of both Spanish and English next Sunday night, and we are certainly throwing wide open the door for everyone to come and to worship with us in all of these services. Wednesday night will be our midweek prayer meeting service that we invite you to, and that begins at 7 o'clock. All of this taking place at the God's Missionary Church, located at 2127 Hill Street in Lebanon. This ministry has been brought to you for a lot of years on WLBR, and we are thankful to continue the radio broadcast and are so grateful for our listeners and for all the support that we receive to help us financially and to bring encouragement. And we pray that we can be a real blessing to you again today. Stay tuned as we enjoy further the broadcast and then gather in for the morning worship service at 10:30 today.
Until we give you first place.
Seekers of Your Heart by the Webb Family. Beautiful song. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 19, it says, "And for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel." The high and holy privileges of being a messenger of grace to the souls of the human race are unequaled anywhere in the world. It is an honor and a privilege to be called a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to minister to a needy world. There is no higher calling. But there are all kinds of preachers. A friend once said, some preachers are attired, some preachers are retired, and some preachers make me tired. The higher the calling, the deeper the shame when one neglects the privileges and degrades the office. So just what kind of preacher do I strive to be? Well, I strive to be a holiness preacher. And by that I mean, it is my desire to be a member of a holiness church. I want a church with a high ethical standard. I am thankful to be a minister in a church that asks largely and believes largely and receives largely. Those churches that have no great faith in God do not appeal to me. I'm thankful to be a member of a church that believes that the mighty power of the baptism of the Holy Spirit can be harnessed to the human personality in a cleansing, filling, empowering blessing. I have no time for those who deny the power of Christ, who deny the power of the Holy Spirit, and who deny the power of the omnipotent God. To have such an opinion of the Blessed Trinity is sad. Those people are to be pitied. Thankfully, such an opinion is a misconception and cannot alter the power of God the Father, the power of God the Son, nor the power of God the Holy Spirit. We can hinder the work of God, but we cannot change who He is. The cause of the kingdom is holiness through and through, and I'm thankful to be a holiness preacher. I also strive to be a preacher of holiness. I can be a member of a holiness church and not be a preacher of holiness, but I strive for my ministry to be permeated with the high and lofty ideals of holiness. I want nothing to do with a gospel that does not save to the uttermost. I aim to be known as a preacher of righteousness. I strive to emphasize what God can do. I want to hold out nothing less than God's best for His people. I never want to be guilty of compromising with the world or making excuse for missing the mark and falling short of the glory of God. May all my sermons breathe and partake of the atmosphere of the throne of grace, and let my messages be clear along the lines that urge and invite and press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Oh yes, I strive to be a holiness preacher and a preacher of holiness. And thirdly, I can be a holiness preacher and a preacher of holiness without being also a holy preacher. Let my sermons be such that they will challenge me to a deeper devotion. Let me learn more and more the holy obedience of love made perfect. Let me follow more and more the pattern of a holy life. Let my life, my soul, my heart be a living or a continual sacrifice upon the altar of God, knowing that it is all reasonable service. It's the least I can do. Let my prayer be in the words of the psalmist David, let all that is within me bless His holy name. May my life be a holy life. Thus when I stand and preach, there will be the double impact of words and deeds. There will continually be the witness that is born, not alone by my sermons, but by my actions. There will continually be the holy anointing from on high that testifies to a fullness of blessing of the gospel of Christ. There will be the unction from the Holy One that will make my sermons live and breathe, and my influence to be felt and known for the glory of God wherever I go. Let me be a holiness preacher in a holiness denomination and a holiness church. Let me be a preacher of holiness to aid in the propagation of scriptural holiness. But above all, let me be a holy preacher so that my actions, insofar as is humanly possible, will not contradict my words. My brother's birthday remains etched in my memory, as I talked about at the outset of this broadcast today. It was an unforgettable lesson on how our stubborn will and carnal affections can get us into trouble. Have you ever tried to corral a steer or some other farm animal, even a pet, that does not want to go where you want it to go? Perhaps a certain element of such stubbornness would be profitable for us when it comes to resisting the devil. Some tough cases have been made great Christians in the end because they had that constitution that they held solid even though they were opposed on every hand. I want to talk to you here yet on this broadcast about seven things the devil does not want us to do. And if he doesn't want you to do them, then you know that it's probably wise for you to be doing them. It's amazing how much he resists holiness and how much he resists a holy life. And that's because he knows how valuable the soul of man is, and he's trying his best to wreck and ruin any that he can. So first of all, he does not want us to go to church. Hebrews 10:25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. The devil hates such thoughts. He knows that at church God's word is preached, the Holy Spirit convicts, needed encouragement is found, and if the devil does not want it, may we be that much more determined to be faithful to church. Secondly, he doesn't want us to pray. And in Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, and verse 1, Jesus spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The devil knows that prayer brings power. He knows that prayer brings consecration. He knows that prayer brings victory. He doesn't want you to pray, so make sure you do. Thirdly, he does not want us to witness. The woman that left her water pot and went her way into the city said to those men, come and see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? But the devil will do his best to get you not to share such words with someone else. He'll do his best to hinder our words as witnesses, hinder our lives as witnesses. He doesn't want us to witness, nor does he want us to trust God. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. The devil doesn't like it when we trust God, and that's the fourth of the seven that I believe we should think about here momentarily. The devil knows that a trusting soul will not perish, according to John 3:16. He knows that there is no permanent defeat for that individual who's trusting God, because God is going to see him through. He knows that that is God's pearl of great price, that that's God's great delight when there's someone who's trusting in his saving power and his overcoming power in their life. The devil doesn't like it. Number five, the devil does not want us to read the Bible. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God reveals Jesus to us. The word of God makes us think of heaven. The word of God makes us think of hell. It's profitable to all. The devil doesn't want you to read it. Number six, the devil does not want us to separate from the things of the world. But the book of Ephesians tells us, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. The devil doesn't mind if you look worldly. He doesn't mind if you're careless in your dress, if you sing worldly and feast on worldly music and watch questionable movies and so on. He loves it when you let down your careful observance of the Lord's day. We are called, however, to a separated life. The unseparated life has no influence for God and of a holy life. The unseparated life robs Jesus of the glory that's due to his name. The unseparated life impacts not only your life, but the lives of those around you. The devil doesn't want us to separate from the things of the world. And finally, I would say to us, the devil does not want us to yield to the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians, again, it says, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Could I ask you, are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? The Spirit-filled life. It brings real joy. It brings divine power. It brings the glory of God. Hallelujah. And so since the devil does not want us to do these things, let us excel in doing them for our own good and for the glory of God. I've tried to share with you the kind of preacher that I strive to be. I've also tried to share with you the kind of Christian that I strive to be. I just need to be like Jesus, and you need to be like Jesus. We all are born to serve the Lord, and may that be our aim, and may that be our success in life, is to be holy, to be like Jesus, and to serve the Lord. And one of these days, it'll be worth it all when we hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Thanks for joining us on Missionary Echoes this morning.
All God's children. you gotta be born again. Went calling to see my Lord one night. Said, Master, something's wrong with me. My heart's not feeling right.
You'll never change that feeling, son, my Master did explain.
You'll only know the answer when you've been born again. Salvation is the only route. If you wish to pass the gate, you must be born again. No ticket can you buy, no place for the soul to hide. You'll be lost if you wait outside. You must be born again. The Lord respects no person. Find these words are real. You must be born again. There is no substitute. Salvation is the only route. If you wish to pass the gate, you must be born again. No ticket can you buy, no place for the soul to hide. You'll be lost. Wait outside, you must be born again. If you think you can make it by doing good works, if you think you can make it by going to church, one thing that you must do, you must be born again. You must be born.